I'm just going to start by praying and thanking the Lord for what he has given us. Lord, I come before you as humble as you have made me, Lord.
And
I want to thank you for the gifts that you have given us. The gifts of salvation. The gifts of joy. But especially the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And because of him, he has united us. Even we are from different cultures and different way of thinking. But because of your Holy Spirit, we are brought together. We
want
to thank you and glorify your name. And Lord, I pray that this morning you use me in the authority of your name. To share what the things that you have done in my life, but as well the things that you still want to do through each one of us. In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Luna was thinking many times, okay, I'm just going to call Yekvan and say, you're not going to preach. Because there are many things about being married to a fairy that I don't want you to reveal to everybody. But then I thought, okay, we are amongst fairies people, so they probably know about it. I'm part of a prayer group with foreign ladies. It wasn't the purpose that we should all be foreigners, but it ended up being like that. And many times, of course, we come together and we want to share about the things that we are experiencing being here in the Faroe Islands. Sometimes the energy is like boiling. Because there's so many things we want to do different, or things that should be different. That our husband should be different. But we all know here that we are here not by chance. And there is a purpose in everything God does. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking to share, I was like, since Yekvan had asked me to come, about all these things we've been talking about in the group. About how it is to be married to a
Faroist.
And then I started making the list.
So Bria, I skrev en lista nu.
And I saw, okay, this is more negative things than positive.
So jag tar bara här näck mer negativt än positivt.
So I just ripped it apart.
So jag skrattade som tur.
And I said, Lord, you know, I want your Holy Spirit to share.
So jag säger, Herre, du måste lätta till den här anta låta det här som du kommer att göra.
Because if it goes through my flesh, there are many things that may not come for blessing.
Så jag underförstår mot håll så vid det näck som inte är till sekund.
Another is, how come you gave me a husband that couldn't dance?
So, Harry Kuskel and man's mission to run gonna dance.
That's another thing I had to scratch from the list.
I'll have all these for you, listen, nice now.
But the Lord kept calling me back to a lady, to a woman in the Bible. And this woman, she, you know, we normally don't talk about her. But she's the great grandmother of a wonderful man that we talk about all the time. And that's David.
David.
And I keep thinking sometimes, you know, why should we read the Old Testament about all the background and the forefathers and all this? It's because God does nothing by chance. You know, we are here for a purpose. And even if you married a Faroese, you being a Faroese, there is a purpose. Ruth is the lady I want to share about. If you all know the story of Ruth, she was also a foreigner in a country.
Og til sem kjenna Ruth, da søvn og Ruth, til vita at hon eisne var utlendikur og gjennom fremmande landet.
And her story is so special in so many ways.
Og hennar søva så utrolig spesiell på sånne måter.
Yet I wanted to share a little bit before I go saying about what's my experience of being married in a foreign country.
Så jeg får lov til å synte vi fikk en karriere ved å gifte vi en foreign i den øre landet og har vi kommet til Ruth.
When I was 15 years old, it was, you know, I was like so new in the faith. I was born in a Christian family. But it wasn't until I was 12 years old that I gave my life to Jesus. And I told him, you know, I've been coming to church all my life. And if I'm going to give myself to you, you have to do something different. Because I just don't want to come to church every Sunday and sit on a chair. So if I'm
going to
give, that was the condition. If I'm going to give my life to you, you have to use me in every way possible.
Om jeg skal gjøre mitt liv til tøyen, så skal du bruke meg så nekker måter som mulig.
So I was just starting high school.
Så jeg begynte akkurat å komme av sted.
And I would invite all my girlfriends to come to church.
Og jeg gjorde alle mine vinkene som var å komme via møte.
They would look at me with these crazy eyes.
Og jeg håpte at meg var så snedig egenom.
I mean, come on, we're going to the beach or we're going to the discotheque. Come with us instead.
Kom vi heldur við okkum við ferra strandna ella discotheque.
I said, yes, no problem, I'll go, but you have to come to church with me first.
Ja, sé tær ikki problem, at tíslu koma fyrst á møtið við meg.
But of course, when they came, they never invited me to go to discotheque
so,
again.
Tað so koma møtið við meg, so bjóð tær ungar við meg at koma til discotheque.
At 15, the Lord called me for his service.
Tað var 15 ár gamal, kallaði Herrin meg at tjena sér.
And he said, you told me I'm going to use you, now you have to make yourself available to me.
Han säger, men du bär mig, kattla den, nu måste jag göra det höga för mig.
And I remember going with my parents on the street and preaching the gospel.
Och jag minns för att vi föräldrar som är om en sånt när jag predikar evangelien.
And, you know, for having a group of kids on the street that had no parents, and we had to share the gospel with them.
Och eisen vi bötnum som bor i göten som inte föräldrar hade, vi låter eisen evangelien vid hemma.
But then the Lord started putting in my heart, you know, I want you to go further.
And so lay Harry Maria at it's for a longer in town.
And there is a purpose for that.
Og til enda mál tú eisn.
I have shared this before. My family was going through very hard times.
Ja, lúta the fer familja sum var for jökun og Julia tør for 2 years.
When I decided to go into missions.
Ta í valti at fara út í mission.
My sister was in prison.
Sister mín var thank you sir.
My mom was laying on a bed sick.
Mamma var sjúk.
And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to put this calling of yours on hold because I have to take care of my family.
So jag säger, Herre, för att börja vid att lyda till katt och ta med familjen först.
But my mom told me something that I'll never forget, and she said, don't you dare say no to the Lord.
Och mamma min, hon säger något som jag inte glömmer, hon säger, du ska inte pröva på att säga god till mig.
Because he will take care of us.
För han ska ta sig av oss.
And you should just say yes to him.
Du ska bara säga honom ja.
I obeyed. And because I said yes, I met my husband. And God gave me a new family. And many things that happened when we met, it's like crazy. You know, I wasn't supposed to date anybody when I was on ship. Sometimes we say rules are meant to be broken. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't break the rules. So we met and then I went to the personal manager on board.
So we met us for till han som tog sig av Tamunko.
I said, you know, in September I'm going to be here for a year. And this is what the rule says, that after a year I'm allowed to have a special relationship with somebody else. And his eyes went like this, who are you talking about? And I'm like, oh no, I met a very nice young man in the Faroe Islands. But But we were only there for 10 days.
Vi var bara 10 dagar.
Yeah, that's how God works.
Så är det Gud.
And then he's like, okay, no problem. We're going to make sure that you're going to get your permission and it's going to be made public on board.
Så säger han, inte problem, vi ska se att jag får löyve och vi ska allmänna kunna göra det här ombord.
I'm like, you better, because he's coming to visit me.
Han måste hellre se att jag får visa mig.
But guess what? When September comes, there is no permission for Ilda.
Och vid det tar vi september kommer så här tar Ilda en uppgave.
No, there was no permission for me.
Oh, no permission?
Yeah.
So, hey, Mr. Leiva.
And then I went to him again and I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but he's coming to visit me. I'm just going to go, you know, and spend time with him. So he's like, oh, but it's okay, no problem.
Okay, no problem.
So we met in London. That was our first date.
So in London, have our first date.
And I have Marianne, you know, if you know Marianne, she keeps telling me until now, if you didn't make the first move, you would never be married today.
Marianne säger att hvis du inte har akkurat som parretten nu, så skulle du ångra dig att få honom.
Because we were walking on the street and I grabbed his hand.
Så vi gick av vännen och jag tog honom i handen.
And he was like stiff, you know.
Ja, pura stiver som jag checkar.
But afterwards, you know, I'm starting to see the signs of being married to a Pharisee. Uh-oh, not everything's going to happen easily.
So, helt kött att det inte händer kött att vara gift i en förhållande.
The time we spent until now.
So, 2 years we've brukt och lycka till nu.
There were so many things that were so part of me as a person.
Det är så många ting som är personligt för mig.
Because of my background.
Grund av mina backgrunds.
My family, my culture.
Och mina familjer och mina mättar.
And I had to give those up.
Och jag måste offra dessa ting.
Because the Lord says, and the Bible says, that when two comes together, they become one.
Så Bibeln säger att när två kommer samman så blir det ett.
And it doesn't mean that, oh, because I'm married to a fairy, like, I have to become fairies. Or because he is married to a Cape Verdean, he has to become
Cape Verdean.
But he means one in the Lord. That we have to take care of all the things that is not going to glorify his name. And bring them together for one. If we go back to Ruth.
Om vi får åter till Ruth.
I'm just going to read from Ruth chapter 1.
Första kapitlet.
And from verse 8.
Åttonde vers.
You can read it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. 8 till 8 till.
Verse
8
till
10. 8 till 10. Naomi säger vid båda sådana konditioner, vänta nu vi och färg heimater kvör till husmorsöner. Herren vill tycka gåvar, ens och tid har varit gåvar. Bäger vi tajr, vi färger er och vi med. Herren ger tycka att vi finner ett heim kvör i husmansens. Så kyste hon här, men där skor och i gråt och sötte vi hemma, nej, vit vill jag komma vit här heimater till folk tutt.
Naomi had two daughter-in-laws. Daughters-in-laws.
Naomi had fair svigerdöttrar.
And one of them was Ruth.
Andra var Ruth.
Their husbands had died.
Männen var döda.
Naomi's husband had died.
Och när var Naomi var döda.
So there were three widowers.
Så det var tre kvinnor.
That widows that really didn't know what to do.
So Misha Viskara Sulgera.
But Naomi decided, you know, now it's everything well in my country, I'm gonna go back to Israel.
So Naomi Hukshainu Rafdal Haimatur, she for Haimat Luisen.
And she said, okay, you can go home.
I'll say, okay, to back her home.
Go to your family, because there's no obligation to me. I cannot give you more sons to marry to. And then she says, even if I find a husband and I give birth now, will you wait until they're able to marry you?
Well,
Naomi they said, no, we're going to go with you.
但她说,
and then she tries to convince them, and after all these things that she told them, one of the daughter-in-law says, okay, Orpa, she says, I'm going to go home then.
Orpa says, okay, so far you have to.
But the Bible tells us that Ruth clings on to her mother-in-law.
Men Bibeln säger att Ruth, hon kraftas ju i värmen.
I think sometimes I see Naomi as the image of God. God used her to bring Ruth for a purpose.
God brukte henne till att föra Ruth in i ett ändamål.
God sometimes tells us, you know, I'm going to do this. I want to see my people being blessed this way, you know, but you are welcome to come with me if you want.
Om du säger God att detta får jag göra, jag får sikta mot folk således, och du är välkommen vi om du inte kommer.
In the beginning we say, yes, of course.
Vi börjar säga, yes, självande.
And we are burning for it.
Vi bränner för det.
And then sometimes after the Lord shows us all the things that may not go well.
Och så tar jag God visar om det som kanske inte får gänga så väl.
Then we say, okay, I'll pass.
Så säger vi, nej, jag hade börjat.
And that's what Orpah did.
Och det är det som Orpah.
She maybe wanted another husband. Maybe she wanted to stay where her family was. She didn't want the trouble of a new language. She didn't want the trouble of another family. So she decided to stay. But the invitation was for both of them. And then on verse 16,
Ruth svarade, "Röjn icke att ivetala mig att fara fra ter och fara heimatur. Nej, här som tu först, här färg jag. Och här som tu bosättest, här bosättest jag. Folk tut ska vara folk mot, och god tun ska vara god mun."
Amen.
Amen.
Such a wonderful choice.
Fantastiskt val.
The Bible tells us nothing that Naomi preached to her daughters-in-law about God. The Bible tells us nothing that Ruth chose to go because Israel looked like a better country for
her.
But the Bible shows us such a wonderful love she had for her mother-in-law. She obeyed her. She said, "Don't you dare urge me to leave you. I don't care what's going to happen. Where are we going to sleep? Which religion you have. I'm going to take it to make it my own." Sometimes we go somewhere and we expect the people when we arrive there to accept us just the way we are, to understand exactly how we think, to understand why on earth we don't want to put our children to sleep outside. To understand why we don't like the rotten meat. Yeah, that one. And many others. We expect all the time. We sit down and we wait all. It should be your job to understand me because I'm a foreigner.
Och vi räknar vi att sätta ni så är det tycker uppgåva skilja kom till vidare utlänningar.
You should know English and to speak to me.
Ti borde du ha ängst att ta sig med.
But what I see in Ruth here is something so different.
Men det som så tycker Ruth är så annorlunda än det.
She stripped down her identity.
Hon lade sin identitet till sides.
Her country, her family.
Och hennes land och hennes familj.
And she embraced something that she had no clue about.
Och hon tog oss något nytt som hon sett inte kände.
Sometimes I wonder.
Och det hugger.
had God used me in such ways if I was married to one from my own country? Had he fulfilled his purpose in my life if I had said no to him? One thing that we say in the prayer group all the time, God does nothing by chance. So if we are here,
so we are here,
even all of us, the Bible says that we are foreigners in this world.
So sigur gud að við erum útlendingar í þessum heimi.
So that means that even Faroe Islands doesn't belong to you.
So tað tøyja sjálvt føroyar høyrir ikki fyrir kontíð.
Because we are set apart from to be a different people.
Tað við sjálvt sjúgis að vera eitt annaðis fólk.
We are set apart to be God's people.
Við sjálvt sjúgis að vera Guds fólk.
And if sometimes God says, don't eat the whale meat.
Well, God has said, ikki eta tørst.
What are you going to do?
Hva fer þið so gera?
Oh, but I'm Faroese.
Men Faroese.
You cannot tell a Faroese man not to eat whale meat.
Men sjá við Faroese sjá við gint.
So she took further, and most importantly, she took God, the God of her mother-in-law, to be her God.
So hvað sum hon gerði var at hon tók Gud vermóður sinnar að vera hennar Gud.
And throughout the book of Naomi, we see that she obeyed her mother-in-law.
Og í gegnum Lutsbók síggjum við at hon aktaði vermóður sinnar.
The Bible tells us they still called her the Moabite.
Bíblan segir at þeir kostnu kallaði hana Víari Moabiturinn, eller Moabitkvinnan.
But the Lord mentioned to her as the daughter-in-law of Naomi.
Men Gud segir við hana sum verdóttir Naomi.
Such a relationship that was never broken.
At have at band sum ongandi var brotin.
Sometimes we come here as well with other expectations.
Onkur koma her við at mørðu brotningum.
My dear friend Regina is an engineer.
Mun goa við Regina, hon er verkfrøðingur.
Did you know that?
Vistu það?
Alice has a business degree.
Alice, hon hevur eina handelsútbúgving.
Anna Maria has a degree in sociology.
Anna Maria, hon er sosialráðgjevin.
But when you choose to come to a country, not always you are going to do the things that you have studied or being educated to do.
Man kann sjá um nýtt land, so sett við alt gera person to her studera ella person to her upbygging til að gera.
We're going to work in the fish factory.
If I say for arbeiða fisk.
We're going to do different other jobs.
Ella annar arbeiði.
All in the process of establishing in the country.
Og alt hetta er tilgangin at lesa til og í smuga landi.
All in the process of learning the language.
Og alt tilgangin at læra nýtt mál.
And sometimes it comes very hard back on you.
Og oft er það verið trúpult að bera.
Because you think I should be doing other things.
So the hooker, the purger has to come.
But I know that the Lord, especially for me,
man, if I say that for me, at Harden,
he has made all the things that I have worked for a purpose.
He was just asked how some air, how was just here till the end of all.
And I thank him for that.
Tatashin of his.
I remember Ruth, maybe she didn't collect, she didn't work on the fields when she was in Moab.
Vi vet att Ruth tog en värld i Moabs land att ta arbeten i de marscherna.
But she had to do that in Israel.
Men hon måste ju göra i Israel.
She had to go and work in order to feed her mother-in-law.
Hon måste arbeta för att hålla livet i värmen.
And the Bible is so great, and when it says in chapter 2, verse 6 of Ruth.
Och så blir det någon fantastiskt. Jag vill läsa i sjätte vers i öron kapitlet. Hämaren i vers 7 i vitt hej. Och i hästavån svärade. Hette er Moabit kvinnan. Vi kom här vid Naomi ur Moabs land.
If you can read until verse
7. Och säger. Löv mer av sanko upp och sauna öx. Mittlen bunden i ettertajmen i hästa. Så kom hon. Og hon hefur hildi og lukka sujan tuja og i morgun inntil nu og hefur ikkje kvult så mykje som eina let.
She worked hard.
Hon arbeidde hardt.
She didn't complain.
Hon grenja ikkje.
She was 100% sure that what she was doing was what God has called her to do.
Hon var så jag tas majority he god kallan hans.
It was through obedience to her mother-in-law.
Hon var vermorsen lujen.
She was through the love that she had to her mother-in-law, she obeyed. Many of us that come from different countries to the Faroe Islands, we hear many times about what Absalom just said. Oh, you came with a new fresh air. You lift us up. But then you will see that it doesn't do much anyways.
So such a thing that you should make a moon look at that.
Because people come to me, oh, I love how you dance, I love how you praise the Lord. I wish I could do that.
Oh, folks say, oh, I else such a thing to dance because the priest are having, oh, hey, but do what there.
Yeah, but then why don't you?
So push us to the solution.
Many things that we can bring to the Faroese people. Because of our culture. Or because of the way we think. It's not only based on, okay, now we're going to change the Faroese people. But it's based on what the Lord has taught us. The Lord said you should rejoice. And rejoice in every way. We can do it with different ways. We can clap.
We can clap.
We can dance. But the person next to you will know you are rejoicing. It's very hard to know you're rejoicing like this. Or like this.
Or like this.
For us, it's very physical, the way we rejoice.
Vi gläst likamliga.
We dance.
Vi dansar.
My daughter says, "Mommy, I want you to put on a dress that I can dance."
Mamma, låt mig hålla som jag ser dotter min som kan dansa lätt då.
And I keep saying, "Ooh, that doesn't go very well, huh?"
Åh, så här det kan ju väl.
But the Lord had a purpose for Ruth.
And God had ended my Ruth.
If Ruth didn't obey to her mother-in-law, she would never met
Boaz.
She would never married him. She would never had been the great-grandmother of
David.
Which means David wouldn't have been born.
Som betyder att David han kunde bli född.
And all the great blessings we have through him we wouldn't have received.
Och att de stora signerna vi får från honom hade vi inte fått.
God has brought us here with a purpose.
God har först tagit oss hit till vi är nånda mål.
And we want to do as much as we can.
Och vi inser att nästa gång vi kommer.
To find out the purpose that the Lord has in our lives.
Att finna nånda mål som God har i våra liv.
We can come here and we can complain about the weather.
Vi kan komma här och vi kan tänja växeln.
Oh, it rains all the time.
Det regnar allt du nu.
Oh, it's winter all day long.
Det är väder allt dagen.
But it wouldn't do much good because we cannot change the weather.
Men hej, skönt när det regnar, vi kunde inte bryta växeln.
But if we come here and we are open to see what the Lord has in store for us.
Men vi kommer här och vi är öppna för det som Gud har till oss här.
We can bless the fairy people.
Så kan vi signa. Föringar.
And the Faroese people can bless us.
Och föringar kan signa oss.
So in the end, it's not about the country we come from.
Så det är inte alls för det särskilt landet som vi kommer från att snurra om.
I could have been married to another person.
Jag kunde bli gift med någon.
From a different country.
Från ett annat land.
But the Lord would still had the same permission to use me.
Men Gud hade stadigt haft samma lov att bruka mig.
It's not because I'm married to a Faroese. But it's because I'm married to a man that the Lord has chosen for me. And I keep thinking sometimes the relationship between Ruth and
Naomi
is so special.
Is so
many of us are not blessed to have good relationship with our parents-in-law.
We
may not say it out loud.
When
everybody's thinking about it.
Oh,
if I could just keep my mother-in-law away for a day. My mom always told me, when you get married, live as far away as possible, that I won't come visit you every day.
Mama said that the gift is cash length back to Kans, so that you can visit from there.
But not too far away that I will have to take my luggage with me. So it is important to have a good relationship with our parents-in-law. Because they are the forefathers of our children. They are our identity. Whether we like it or not. And I see Naomi didn't have children or grandchildren. But God still provided someone in her family to marry Ruth.
And
it's funny because it wasn't even her family by blood. It was family by law. Because Boaz was family to her husband. I remember telling mommy, my mother, when I came to the Faroe Islands, I have found a new mommy. And she's so happy, and she's like, but you call her mommy?
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, I call her mommy. And I pray for her every day. For salvation. To entrust her life to the Lord. But the Lord has given me so many other mothers. Louis. Many others that have prayed for me. And encouraged me. I believe that as a foreigner in the Faroe Islands, because God does nothing by chance, that a reward is for each one of us that obeys Him.
So shall God hire ein ukvan som lujer ham the aktar.
No greater reward should have come upon Ruth than the one she received.
Og Ruth kunde ikke få større heier enn tam som hun fikk.
She kept a mother-in-law she loved.
Hon behelt vermor sinna som elskar henne.
She found a husband that loved her.
Hon fikk en mykje mann som elskar henne.
Was rich,
som var ryker,
respected,
som hei viring med folk,
and was a man of God.
Og som var en Guds maver.
We read in chapter 2,
vi leser i øren kapitlen,
from verse 10 until verse 12.
Vers 12. Ta fatlon og andre sutt, bokte seg til gjerrar, og sier vi han, hvordan vil det til at jeg har funnet nøy i freien til noen, så to vi som velvild, tog at fremmand, og å svære i henne. Men jeg har sagt for at hun tog som har vært fire, eller hver måned hun er fire, etter at jeg var tog en døye, hvordan det først fra feier, måler og føylande, og først av folk som du kjente ikke fra min ungdom. Herren lønner til og du har gjort. Og løn tog være ryklig fra Herren og god til Israels, under først vansjon til komst, og leide til her løpt.
Isn't it amazing how God used different people to fulfill His purpose?
It's fantastic because God brukar ímis folk at út inna hans endamál.
Because we hear so many times Israel were the chosen people of God.
Vi høyrir so ofta at Israel var útvalda Guds folk.
But so many times He has used foreigners.
Men so mange gongar hevur brukt útlendingar
to fulfill His purpose for Israel.
At uppfylla sitt endamál við Israel.
And I believe that for each one of us here, foreigners that are present here this morning, it doesn't matter if you are in the Faroe Islands, but the choice you have made to follow the Lord will be richly rewarded.
Men väl listen to teacher, letter, ska Herren ära.
For all of you Faroese people who are here,
för att det konföringar som är här.
When you go to Denmark, when you go to other countries,
eller andra land,
how much do you obey the Lord for what He has in purpose for you to bless Denmark?
Hvordan lägger akta du Herren och tror som han har attlat här till att signa Danmark?
We go to other countries and we just want to become so much, you know, we want to be with Faroese people, we want to eat Faroese food, we want to speak Faroese. That's great.
Och vi färdade andra land, men vi blev så förrest med de länderna, vi förrest en gång, ta så förrest, och äta förrest med att kjolten här är gott i sig själv.
But the Danish or the other people are not blessed.
Men danskar eller andra folk är inte sikna. Ja.
Wherever we are to fulfill the purpose that the Lord has given us.
Lugga mig sig kvar vid er, så ska vi ut in det ändamålet som Gud har eller vi och.
And the purpose in our lives is that we become His tool.
Och ändamål av Lugga och er är vi görs hans herra ampo.
Wherever we are.
Lugga mig sig kvar vid er.
That we say, use me.
Jag vill säga, Herre, bruka mig.
I will obey you.
Jag vill lyda dig.
I may not have gotten a husband that can dance.
Ja, kanske du finns en man som då dansar.
But nobody makes music like he does.
Han gör musik som han.
So he makes music for me to dance.
Så han gör ton like en mina dansar.
He may not like spicy food.
Han då kanske olja väl tittar jag med.
But nobody does a steak like he does.
Han gör en god steak som han.
So if we keep looking on the downside.
So om vi bara hittar det negativa,
we're never going to see in the upper side.
Så kommer vi inte att se det positiva.
The things that the Lord has brought in our lives.
Det som Herren har givit oss in i våra liv.
So that we can bless others.
Så att vi kan bli en sikning för andra.
I'm not saying that only my marriage to Rune has a purpose.
Det är att det bara måste skifta med Rune som har ändamål.
But each one of you that are married.
Men en av er tyckare som är gift,
or is planning to get married,
eller som aktar sig att giftas,
or is praying to get married,
eller ber om att bli giftas.
Lord wants you to marry the person and together to be one for His purpose.
Gud kallar dig att giftas med personen och själva med honom bliva en.
So much trouble would have been in my husband, in my marriage with my husband, if I had hold on to my ideals and my culture.
Om jag hade fast vid det som jag hade varit rätt och det som är från min armentan, så hade det haft något trubbelag och relationerbant.
But because we both strip aside from Cape Verde and Faroe Islands,
men allt jag vill bära till Cape Verde och Faroe till Suez,
we held on to the word of the Lord.
Så har vi hållit oss till Lord.
And that's what is the blessing that is in my marriage. So if you allow us, we can give you dance.
So om du vill leva kon, så ska vi sanna dig att du kan gå och dansa.
We can show you how to move your body.
Och hur man beväger kroppen.
How to show that you're happy.
Och hur du visar att du är glad.
I saw it was something on TV that someone said, this is this person happy.
Jag sa att det är en person som säger att en person är glad.
And this is this person when he's very angry.
Han är personen som är över.
So we want to bless you with the things that the Lord has given us.
Så vi vill signa vi fick om vi för som går till att ge oss.
But not only to do it ourselves, but if you feel that this is good for you, do it.
Så inte bara för att jag själv vill göra, men om tid vill jag göra det, gör det.
Such a freedom.
This are false you it.
And may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.